WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Hey, kids. It's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations.
Er hatte Flair, er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol und alles rief, da kann man Rock Me Amadeus. Amadeus. Es war um 1780 und es war irgendwie No Plastic Money anymore, die Banken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jedermann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär, er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rocky-Doll und alle suchten noch heute Captain Rock Me Up, my dick is time. Oh,
tainted love. Tainted love. Don't touch me, please.
next stands about 5'4" from the head to the ground. She comes around here right about midnight. Oh, she makes me feel so good. I wanna say she makes me feel alright when nothing else does. And it isn't she.
Very much.
She can stop the winter with her eyes. The rain wants to wait in the sky.
Can stop the winter with her eyes.
Eyes.
Eyes. Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Municipal Station again presents Folk Songs of America, featuring the great Negro minstrel of Louisiana, Hughie Leadbetter, known to you as Leadbelly. And today, Leadbelly has as his guest the Oleander Quartet. Last week, Leadbelly sang a Suki Jump tune called Chicken Crowing for Midnight, and It's Almost Day. Well, we're going to hear that one again. And if you want the words, just write to Leadbelly in care of this station. We'll send you a copy. Okay, Hughie.
Chicken's crowing for midnight. Down in my home, they dance to sucker jumps all night. And when the chicken go to crowing for midnight, then everybody's fixing to get away. Chicken crowing for midnight, and it's almost day. Chicken crowing for midnight 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 and I'm going away. Chicken crowing for midnight and I'm going away. Chicken crowing for midnight and it's almost day. Chicken crowing for midnight and it's almost day.
Leadbelly and the Oleander Quartet are featuring blues today. Blues are the songs which really belong to the Negro people. All their troubles, their heartaches, their loves and sorrows make up the material for the blues. Leadbelly's going to sing Blues in My Kitchen and Blues in My Dining Room.
And this is Blues in My Kitchen, Blues in My Dining Room. Where that come from? My wife's in the kitchen. She's cooking breakfast. I'm sitting in the dining room, and she's singing the blues. And that gave to me and that brought sad news, and I had to think about it. Now I'm going to sing about it.
Blues in my kitchen and my dining room. Better tell somebody they better come here soon. Got blues in my kitchen, blues in my dining room. Yes, I am. You better tell somebody they better come here soon. When you lay down to sleep, don't you sleep too long. You can't ever tell what is going on. When you lay down to sleep, Lord, please don't sleep too long.
I was my kitchen fire, but wake up once in a while.
Cause you can never tell what is going on. You go to bed early and early rise. It will make you healthy, wealth and wise. If you go to bed early, Lord, and early rise.
Yes, it will.
It will make you healthy, Lord, wealth and wise.
All right, come on, talk to me a little bit. Doing all right.
blues in my kitchen, blues in my dining room. Better tell somebody, you better come here soon. Got blues in my kitchen, blues in my dining room. Yes, it is, too. You better tell somebody, they better come here soon.
The Oleander Quartet now joins Lead Belly in a song called I Went Up on the Mountain and Looked at the Rising Sun.
This is went up on the mountain and looked at the rising sun. That's when the day's work is done. The boys are done the work, and they go up on the mountain and look down and look up. And the sun is going down, and they begin to sing.
I went up on the mountain, looked at the rising sun. Hey, I went up on the mountain, looked at the rising sun. Maybe you can do me like Orina Grande. I've been working all the summer and part of the fall. I've been working all the summer and part of the fall. I had to take my Christmas and my overhaul. Did you get that letter? I thought in your backyard. Did you get that letter? I thought in your backyard. And babe, I would come and see you, but my folks have got me far. I went up on the mountain, looked at the rising sun. I went up on the mountain, looked at the rising sun. Baby, you can do me like Orina Grande.
If you ask Lead Belly to name his favorite blues, he'll pick a song he did on this program months ago. But we're going to hear it again. It's called Good Morning Blues.
Now, this is Good Morning Blues. And I'll tell you about the blues. All Negroes like blues. Why? Because they was born with the blues. And now, everybody has the blues. Sometimes they don't know what it is. But when you lay down at night, turning from one side of the bed all night to the other, and can't sleep, what's the matter? Blues got you. But when you get up in the morning, sit on side of your bed, you may have a mother and father, sister and brother, boyfriend or girlfriend, a husband or wife around. You don't want no talk out of them. They ain't done you nothing, you ain't done them nothing. But what's the matter? Blues got you. Well, you get them, shove your feet down under the table, and look down in your plate, you may have chicken and rice. Take my advice, you walk away and shake your head. You say, Lord, have mercy. I can't even, I can't sleep. What's the matter? The blues have still got you. They want to talk to you. You got to tell them something. Good morning, blues. Blues, how do you do? Come on. Good morning, blues. Blues, how do you do? I'm doing all right. Good morning, how are you? I laid down last night, turning from side to side. What's the matter? Oh, turning from side to side. I was not sick, but I was just dissatisfied. When I got up this morning, was walking around my bed. Oh, was walking around my bed. I went to eat my breakfast. This is all in my bread. Come on, talk to me now. Take it easy. I got a new way spelling meant for Tennessee. Go ahead and spell it to the people. Oh, meant for Tennessee. Now you can spell it to me. Double E, double T, Lord. Double E, next Y-Z.
You can find blues written on almost every subject in the world, but more blues seem to be about disappointed love than anything else. Lead Belly and the Oleander Quartet sing, Don't You Love Your Daddy No More.
Now this is Don't You Love Your Daddy No More. Now, this is a new married couple. There's two white people. And this man was a hard-working man, just go to work and back home. Well, it wasn't the right type got together. Well, this man's wife, she wanted to go to movies, wanted to go places, wanted to go to dance. Well, 365 days from that day, before he saw his wife again. When he saw her, he walked up and he talked to her. Mm-hmm. Baby, why do you have to go? Mm-hmm. Baby, why do you have to go? You ain't loving me, man. You used to love me so. Baby, don't you love me no more. Don't you love me, Daddy, no more. Mm-hmm. When you left, you broke my heart. Mm-hmm. When you left, you broke my heart. And you said you love me, baby, and we would never part. Baby, don't you love me no more. Don't you love me, Daddy, no more. Mm-hmm. Baby, Papa ain't a fool. Mm-hmm. Baby, Papa ain't a fool. There is something wrong, baby, between Mama turning cool. Baby, don't you love me no more. Don't you love me, Daddy, no more. All right, get out west and talk to me. Take it easy. Drive it, I said. You're doing all right. Mm-hmm. Baby, what you gonna do? What is she gonna do? Mm-hmm. Baby, what is you gonna do? You said you love me, baby, but now you say I'm through. Baby, don't you love me no more. Don't you love me, Daddy, no more. Mm-hmm. Baby, ain't you coming back?
Come back, you got money.
Mm-hmm. Baby, ain't you coming back? Got money, baby. What is it that I like? Baby, don't you love me no more. Don't you love me, Daddy, no more.
Down south and up north, too, TB takes a tremendous toll among the Negroes. Lead Belly has made up a song which tells of the sorrows that result from this disease, and it's called by the unhappy name, the TB Blues.
Now, this is the TB Blues. Now, this is a dedicating day, and I'm on my way. I'm dedicating this TB Blues to Mrs. Shorterwood and Miss Rosewood. Now, the first girl had the TB, she died. Woman didn't have but one child in the world, and that was a girl. Well, she had two or three boyfriends. The boyfriends would offer money, she wouldn't take it. The man that didn't have no money, she asked him for a dime, she loved him better. He didn't have it, she worried about it. When her mother comes to the bed, she look at her mother, hear what she said. It's too late, too late, too late, too late, too late. It's too late, too late, too late, too late, too late. I'm on my way to Denver, and Mama must have had a day. TB's all right to have if your friend and treat you so low down. TB's all right to have if your friend and treat you so low down. Don't you ask them for no fever to even stop from coming around. TB is killing me. TB is killing me. My mama, I'm like a prisoner. I'm always awakening the sea. When I'm on my feet, couldn't even walk down the street. But the men are looking at me from my head to my feet. But it does now. The TB is killing me. I want my body buried in the deep blue sea. I
got a tuberculosis consumption is killing.
Come to the end of another program in the series Folk Songs of America, as sung by the greatest minstrel of them all, Hughie Leadbetter, known to you as Leadbelly. Today our guests were members of the Oleander Quartet, George Boyd, Cecil Murray tenors, Howard Scott baritone, and George Hall bass. If you want the word the TB Blues, write to Leadbelly in care of this station and a copy will be sent you. Folk Songs of America is produced by Henrietta Yurchenko, and this is the Municipal Broadcasting System.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Tuned in to Pandemonium, a public affairs anthology from WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed on this show are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Public Affairs, pa@wrct.org. And now, Pandemonium.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. It's time for another edition of Pandemonium here. It's been a pretty new show. It's going for a few weeks now. Basically, DJs just do whatever they want to do. My name's Bill. I normally do a heavy metal show on Sunday nights called To Evil Have a Human Name. But I'm also very interested in bagpiping. I've been playing myself for a few years. And CMU obviously has a big history of piping. And today on our episode, I have Andrew Carlisle, who's the director of piping here. He's going to talk a little bit about himself and his position and CMU and play a few tunes for us. Welcome to the show, Andy. How long have you been here at CMU for?
Oh, hello, Bill. Yeah, I've been in Pittsburgh at Carnegie Mellon now for almost 12 years, just coming up to the end of the 12th year yet.
Yeah, and how did that all happen? Where did you start out and how did you end up here?
Oh, I'm originally from a small village in Northern Ireland called Ballygowan. And when I was 7 years old, I took up the instrument, the bagpipe. And yeah, just kind of took it from there. Ended up, you know, studying with some of the great players in both Ireland and Scotland. And then played with some various bands across the water. And then I was kind of finishing up grad school, and the job at Carnegie Mellon was posted, so I just applied for it, and here I am, I guess, 12 years later, yeah. So 2010 is when I started.
All right, and it's now 2022. You've been obviously enjoying your time here. You really enjoy the piping program here at CMU. Do you think it's up there with other places in the world?
Yeah, for sure. Well, it was actually the first in the world to offer a degree in piping and also the first to offer a master's. And yeah, it's a terrific institution here. We've got a really good program and a really good student body. The degree program is actually quite small, being that you have to be a very high standard to be admitted to it. But we also have a lot of non-music majors that play the pipes that come for lessons and play in the band. And we also have the opportunity for first year students to, you know, just learn the instrument from scratch. You know, so I do a lot of teaching beginners as well here.
And do you get a lot of those kind of students that seem to really, you know, stick with it? Or do you get a lot of people that just come in and the oddity of it maybe, since you don't have as much piping as back home?
I mean, usually, with any musical instrument, there's quite a big commitment as to like learning it and, you know, sticking with it and practicing. And sometimes you do get some people that get excited by it, but you know, when they start their academic studies in computer science or biology or whatever it may be, it gets a bit too much and they give it up. But the vast majority do stick with it. I would say there's at least maybe an 80% retention rate from people who start out to, you know, versus people that, you know, don't stick with it kind of thing on the beginner front. Yeah, and I get students from all over the world. You know, I've had them from pretty much every continent, aside from Antarctica, I guess, yeah.
Maybe someday. And obviously there's the CMU band, which is pretty active, doing a lot of different events. You'll be doing the graduation ceremony soon.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we've got a pretty good pipe band here. It's, I mean, the last time the American Pipe Band Championships were held in 2019, pre-pandemic, Carnegie Mellon won, so a pretty high standard of pipe band. And yeah, it's very active in the greater Pittsburgh community. We just finished up a series of five concerts with River City Brass Band, a series called Celtic Connections. We'll be playing at Commencement. We just played a couple of weeks ago at CMU's Spring Carnival. We're at the St. Patrick's Day Parade downtown in Pittsburgh. So yeah, we're pretty active in the community as well.
And then you're also